President Bush is pledging a global war against terrorism following Tuesday's attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Congress is joining the effort. Lawmakers are discussing an initial installment in the range of $20 billion for an anti-terrorism effort. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle of South Dakota condemned the attacks, calling them an assault on our people and our freedom. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with Daschle last evening in his office at the Capitol.
Senator Daschle, today you've had some top-secret intelligence briefings from the FBI, from the White House. Do you have the information that you need, do you feel, in order to go ahead, deal with your fellow members of Congress, and make the series of decisions you'll have to make?
I think we do have the information we need. Obviously, we'd always like more, and the intelligence community and all of its different facets and organizations are providing whatever information can be given to the Congress, and I feel that the cooperation we've been given is exemplary. So we'll just make the decisions based on the best available information and then hope to get more as time goes on.
There's a feeling in the land, people express it over and over again, that something needs to be done after an act like this, a set of acts like this. The question is what and against whom? What's your reading on that?
Well, more than anything else, I think the most important act that we can all participate in is the act of humanity with all of the victims and families, and a recognition of the massive loss in New York and in Virginia and in Pennsylvania, and a recognition of the compassion we need to demonstrate and the commitment we need to make to all of the communities who have experienced this loss. First and foremost, that has to be our task.
It's always predictable that after a crisis such as we are in, that the country pulls together. And you can expect that in the first hours, certainly, and days, maybe weeks. Ultimately, the cracks come. Where do you see the first lines of division and dispute? Over what issues?
Well, frankly, Susan, I don't want to answer that question because I hope they don't exist for the foreseeable future. I think we need to go as far as we possibly can without lines and cracks developing. And we've pledged our effort to do that. This is an extraordinary set of circumstances, and I think it demands extraordinary reaction and resolve from the members of Congress and from leaders in both parties.
What's your strategy, however, as Democratic leader here?
Our strategy is to cooperate. Our strategy is to, of course, seek maximum consultation. We want to be full partners. We expect to be part of the decision-making process. But so long as that cooperative effort can be in evidence, so long as we are in the room, we're going to give all the cooperation and reciprocation we can.
As a leader, your leadership will be tested in coming months. How do you pull the reins back on a member of Congress who is speaking preemptively, speaking without the right kinds of information, too ready to point a finger and say it's X's fault, or point a finger and say we need to take X action against that nation or that place?
Well, in my capacity as leader, I've admonished my colleagues to do that for the last 24 hours. I think we have to be very, very careful about jumping to any premature conclusion. I think it's very important for us not to add to the panic that could easily be created if we're not careful. So I think we have to be very balanced, very calm, and especially very responsible.
What is your sense? How would you describe, on the basis of the phone calls, emails, whatever communications have come into your office since all of this began, not just what the public mood is from your constituents, but also their sense of resolve?
Well, I think that there is a real sense of resolve. I've heard from many South Dakotans, and I've heard from people from all over the country, and I think that there is a feeling of patriotism as you talk to them. There is a feeling of determination and of support and a willingness to sacrifice and a willingness to want to do something, to be a part of whatever it is we do. And I'm encouraged by that. I think that America sometimes is at its best in times of crisis. And I've seen evidence of that in the last 24 hours.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Tom Daschle, Senate Majority Leader, in his office on Capitol Hill. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.